Praise the Lord. As you remain standing, I'm going to ask you to open up your Bibles to the first chapter of the book of Joshua. Everybody give me an amen when you get there. Joshua chapter 1, and we're going to start reading in verse 1. We're going to read a few verses from 1 to 8. And we're going to focus most of tonight's message on verse 7 and 8. The Word of God reads in Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. It says, "After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, 'Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." You can have a seat this evening. A few years ago, well, actually a lot of years ago, I was a young Christian. I think I had just completed the home. And we went to a Bible conference in La Puente. I believe that it was a rehab conference. That's what they used to call conferences, where they got all the men and women's homes together, and the whole week was dedicated to preaching about the men's and the women's recovery homes. When I was there, I remember there was a speaker whose name, if I mentioned, many of you would know exactly who I'm talking about. But he was a young gang member from the streets of Los Angeles. And he shared a little bit of his testimony, and I was able to relate to the lifestyle that he had lived. And this young man had gone to the men's home and had completed the home, and he had got discipled and trained. And he had got launched out to the country of Amsterdam, to Holland. And he started a church there. And at the time of the conference, it was one of the fastest growing churches in Victory Outreach. And I still remember to this day the message that he spoke, because he spoke a message on the life of David. And in his message, he talked about some of the challenges that David faced as a young man becoming the king of Israel. And it was a message that inspired me, and it challenged me. And for the first time in my life, I thought that maybe God could use me the way that God was using that young man to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I remember the message stuck with me for a number of years, but a few months after this young man had preached that message, I learned from some people that he had fallen away from the Lord. And he had done some things that had caused him to step away from serving God, and he found himself living the life that he used to live before. And I couldn't help but think then that if he had only listened to the message that he preached at the conference, I couldn't help but think if he had only paid attention to the words that were coming out of his mouth, because it seemed like the message that he was preaching was exactly the thing that happened in his very own life. And I learned a very valuable lesson that day, that the Word of God is relevant in every situation of our lives. that there are examples in the Word of God that we can look to for guidance and direction, because it covers a multitude of things that we go through in our walk as Christian men and women. And I also learned a lesson that sometimes we have to listen to the words or to the messages that we as ministers and preachers preach. Because there are times when, more often than not, that God wants to minister to the minister. God wants to preach to the preacher. And I learned that whenever there are things going on in my life, decisions that need to be made or challenges that I'm facing in my everyday walk with the Lord, that I run to God's Word. And in God's Word, I find the comfort that I need. It's in God's Word that I find the direction that I need. It's in God's Word that I find the answer to my questions. It's in God's Word that I find everything that I need to live a successful Christian life. And I learned from that example in my life that when times get tough, that's my source. So when I go through things in my personal life, I always refer to the Word of God. I listen to messages, and sometimes I go back and listen to messages that I've preached in the past, and I'm able to get from that stuff that I think to myself, if I only would have listened to what I was preaching, I wouldn't go through what I was going through today, because I had the answer back then. God was trying to get my attention. And the reason that I want to share that story, because the story that we read here this evening is a story that is very relevant to what is going on in our lives, and it's also very relevant in what is taking place in the ministry of Victory Outreach International, but it's also very relevant in what's happening in Victory Outreach Albuquerque. You see, Joshua chapter 1 is a chapter that is dedicated to a transition in the life of Joshua. There are a lot of things that are about to change, not only for Joshua, but also for all the children of Israel. You see, because not only is their environment about to change because they're going to enter into the promised land, but their way of life is also going to go through a transition. And the Bible says in chapter 1, verse 7 and 8, that the key to their success was their observance to God's Word. He said that the Word of God gave them a promise, or God gave Joshua a promise, that if he didn't turn away from the Word, that if he meditated on it day and night, that he would be prosperous and he would be successful. You see, this portion of Scripture talks about a transition, but it also talks about a cultural change for the children of Israel. Because the children of Israel, like us, had known a few different cultures before they came to this point. Joshua, like Moses, grew up a slave. Or Joshua grew up a slave in Egypt. Moses was, of course, the son of Pharaoh's daughter. But Joshua was a slave. All he knew growing up was the life of a slave. The songs that they sang were songs of bondage and slavery. The life that they lived every day was one of bondage and slavery. That's all that they knew. Their culture for hundreds of years was that of being slaves. Until that day that God raised up the man Moses to lead the children of Israel out of the bondages of Egypt. But even though they had physically removed themselves from bondage and slavery, some of them didn't make the transition in the culture and the way of thinking. Because at the first sign of trouble, the Bible tells us that many of those same people said that they were better off in Egypt than dying in the wilderness. They needed to change their mentality. Their culture and way of doing things also needed to change from being slaves to being in the wilderness. And how many know that when they were in the wilderness, they were there for 40 years? Another culture developed among the children of Israel. It was one of wandering. It was one of being dependent on God for every provision. God would give them manna from heaven. He would give them quail. He would provide shoes that didn't wear out for 40 years. They were totally dependent on God for everything, but they wandered in the desert living in temporary housing for 40 years. That was their mentality. That's what they knew. That was what's ingrained in their culture, was one of wandering and never having a stable home, something that was theirs, something that they could say that belonged to them, because every so often they had to get up and move a little bit further, closer to the promised land. And here where we pick up the story or the journey of the children of Israel in the first chapter of the book of Joshua, they're going into the promised land. The promise of God is going to be fulfilled in their lives. But God is admonishing Joshua that there needs to be a change in his life, and there needs to be a change in the life of the people if they're going to fulfill and receive everything that God has promised to them. I see a lot of similarities in the story of the children of Israel with that of our ministry here locally in Albuquerque. Because the majority of people in our church had the culture of Egypt. We were ingrained with a bondage and a slavery mentality where, like the brother said earlier, they used to say that once we were junkies, that we would always be junkies. They used to say that once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic. We grew up thinking that we were destined to be poor and destined to live our lives off of government assistance, always living in the projects, thinking that that was our destiny because our parents had gone through it and our grandparents had been poor, so we were destined to be poor. We grew up in the bondage of the neighborhood, being enslaved to drugs and gang, and being raised by the state, and being raised in juvenile facilities, foster homes, and graduating to prison. That's all we knew. That was our lives. We were ingrained in that culture. But thank God that one day somebody came to tell us that Jesus Christ could set us free, that Jesus Christ could break the chains that had us bound, that Jesus Christ could give us a new life, and all of a sudden our lives were different. But then, like the children of Israel, we wandered around for a few years. We went from church to church, location to location, wandering around, wondering when we would get a building, wondering when we would have a place to call our own, not knowing if it was in the west side, in the south valley, if it was going to be in the war zone. We didn't know where we were going to end up, but thank God that one day, a couple of years ago, God opened the door for us to move into 435 Jefferson Southeast, and now we have a church that not only has the name Victory Outreach on the inside, but it is a place that we call our home. And this is where the children of Israel were. They were on the threshold of entering the fulfillment of God's promises. And God says, Joshua, hold up, homeboy. Let me talk to you for a minute. He says, maybe in not so kind words, he says, my servant Moses is dead. And along with Moses' passing, the mentality and the culture of the wilderness also had to die. He was telling Joshua, the way that we did things with Moses is no more. That mentality, that behavior, that culture, those things that you are accustomed to, we can't do that anymore. God is trying to do a new thing because we're not wandering in the desert anymore. We have a place of our own. We're walking into the promised land to possess what God has given us. But we can't get it if we're still thinking like those people in the desert. He said, not only is Moses dead, but that way of doing things also has to die. Look at Webster defined, one of the definitions that Webster gives to a culture is the integrated pattern of human knowledge, belief, and behavior that depends upon the capacity for learning and transmitting knowledge to succeeding generations. The culture that was established in the wilderness, or that was established, first of all, in Egypt, was handed down from generation to generation. People were born into slavery. And in the wilderness, That culture of wandering around, temporary housing, going from one place to another, was also passed down to their other generations. And what God was telling Moses is that along with this new environment that you're moving into, there needs to be a change in our culture and in our mentality. And your success in this new place depends on one thing. Your love and observance and obedience to the Word of God. He said, the Word of God, you should meditate on that day and night, because that is what's going to ensure your success. And if we look at that portion of Scripture in relationship to our church, and we look and we look into establishing a culture that we are going to pass down to future generations of Victory Outreach church members in Albuquerque, the culture that we are responsible for developing in our church that will be handed down to future generations is one of the love of the Word of God. It is a culture of being obedient and studying and looking into the Word of God and getting knowledgeable. That is a responsibility that we have to ensure the success and the future of our ministry. He told them two things are going to happen. You're going to be prosperous. You're going to be prosperous, which means that you're going to be blessed financially. Blessed. All of your needs are going to be taken care of. You're going to be a lender and not a borrower. You're going to be the head and not the tail. You're going to be blessed when you go and when you come. You're going to be blessed in the city. You're going to be blessed in the field. If you get a love for the Word of God, if you meditate on God's Word, if you believe God's Word when it says that if you give, it shall be given unto you. You know, Pastor Danny Sunday morning talked about a new thing that we're going to do in our church with our life flow. It's going to be a series of classes that we're going to be making available to the members of our church, regardless if you just started coming to our church, or if you've been a longtime member of our church. There's going to be classes for everybody. And it's just not another thing that we're doing, because we realize that the success of our ministry is dependent on the Word of God being embedded in the hearts of the people that attend Victory Outreach Albuquerque. The way that we're going to grow our church, the way that we're going to grow financially, the way that we're going to grow numerically is by getting a hold of the Word of God, being discipled, being trained in what God wants for us to do, by coming to those classes, by getting involved in Vetti, by studying your Word, by reading books. I was saddened last Sunday, because Brother Gary comes up here and he talks about the books that are available to further your Christian education, a table full of material that'll help you get through some of the struggles in your life. And after church, I walked over and nobody was around the books. I said, these books are valuable. You don't know how many times I've wanted to give up and throw in the towel, but it was something in a book that I read by one of the authors that I follow that helped me to get through that hard time in my life. It was one of those books that I read that gave me the direction and the hope that I needed, because they're all based on the Word of God. But the responsibility that God was charging Joshua was with that very thing, that you need to change your way of thinking, your culture and your mentality, and be ingrained in the Word of God. He said you would be prosperous. But then he also promised that he would be successful. I don't know about you, but those are two very appealing things to me. Being blessed and being successful, those are things that when I was a dolphin, I never dreamed of being. Those are two things that when I was growing up poor in my neighborhood, ripping and running and living like a wild man, those are two things I never thought were possible for me. When I was growing up and my own mother told me that I was an animal and I belonged in a cage, I never thought that being successful or prosperous was in my future. But because of the grace and the mercy of Jesus Christ, because of His unfailing love, because of the plan and the purpose that He has for our life, He makes it possible for people like us to believe that we can be successful, that we can be blessed, and that God can have favor upon our lives. He said, if you change the way that you think, Joshua, if you change your mentality, if you change the culture of the people, you're going to be prosperous and you're going to be successful. Jump ahead to chapter 23 of the book of Joshua, and you don't have to turn there. You can read it later. The Bible says that Joshua, if I can get somebody to come to the keyboard, he comes to the end of his life. And he calls all the leaders of Israel together. Priests and leaders and noblemen and anybody that has any kind of a position in Israel. And he brings them together and he starts talking about the faithfulness of God. And he starts to remind them of everything that God, of everything that God said that He was going to do and how God accomplished it. He starts to tell these men that God promised us our own land. And Joshua was there to divide the promised land to the 12 tribes. He starts to tell them about how God promised that He was going to drive out their enemies. And God did exactly that. But at the end of that chapter 23, after he talks about everything that God was faithful to do, he admonishes them one more time. And he said, don't turn away from the Word of God. Hold it dear to your heart because that is what's going to ensure your success and your prosperity for future generations. And we read through the history of the Bible that any time that the children of God were faithful to His Word, they experienced the blessings and prosperity of God. But every time that they turned away from it, they experienced exile, they experienced defeat from their enemies, they experienced poverty, they experienced being separated from their loved ones. All the bad things came upon them when they turned away from the Word of God. You see how important the Word of God is in our lives? See how important Christian education is in our lives? The more we know about God's Word, the more successful and the more prosperous we're going to be. So why do we cheat ourselves out of God's blessings? Sometimes it's because we still have the Egypt mentality. Because we haven't changed our culture. Because we didn't graduate high school. Because we only got to the 9th grade. Because in our family, education wasn't important. We went out to work because we had to provide for our family. That was then. This is now. That was then when we were lost, without hope, without direction, without Jesus Christ in our lives. But now, as Christian men and women of God, the Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Even if you got your GED when you were behind bars, it doesn't matter. Because when you give your life to Jesus and you make a commitment to study His Word, He will give you revelation knowledge on His Word. He will lead you. He will guide you. The Bible says that His Word is a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path. Everything that you need in your life, He's right here. Everything that you need to be successful, everything that you need to be prosperous, to be blessed, is found in the Word of God. But we have a responsibility this evening, people of God, to change the way that we think. If we're going to inherit God's promises, if we're going to secure a future for our children and future generations, it is our responsibility to get a hold of God's Word. It is our responsibility to get educated in the Word of God. to go to Veti, to go to the Life Flow classes, to go to the Sunday night home fellowships that we have, the life groups that we have on Sunday nights and other nights during the week. It is our responsibility to feed ourselves in the Word of God to ensure your success. You know, there's a saying that says that readers are leaders. And leaders are readers. They go hand in hand. And it's not just for leaders. It's for anyone that wants to be successful. Anybody that wants to be prosperous. And I know our lives get busy. Sometimes we have more time to do other things than get into God's Word. But what God was telling Joshua is that the Word of God needed to be a priority in each one of their lives. And the same challenge is being thrown out to us this evening. It's our responsibility to make God's Word a priority in our lives. Regardless of our educational background, regardless of what we did before, it's our responsibility to get a hold of God, His Word, and all the promises that are written in it. I'm going to ask you to bow your heads and close your eyes this evening. Lord, we love you this evening. You've done so much for us, God. In this church tonight, God, there are so many testimonies, God, of men, women, and young people in impossible situations. Men, women, young people who were hopeless, with nothing but death and destruction in their future. But because of you, Lord, because of your grace and because of your mercy, we're seated in this place tonight, God. Not because of anything that we could ever do in our own strength, but simply because of the miracle working power that's in the name of Jesus. You've brought us here, God. Against all odds, drug-free, alcohol-free, our minds restored, hope restored, our broken lives mended, God, because of you. But we know that this is not the end for us, God. We know that there is so much more that you have for us, Lord, for our children, for our grandchildren, and all those that would come after them, God. But this evening we've been challenged, God, to make your word priority in our lives. When you spoke to Joshua, Lord, you told him to be strong and courageous in his approach to making your word priority in his life. Because it does take strength and it does take courage, God, to make your word a priority in our lives. Strength to resist distraction. Strength to resist temptation. Strength to resist anything that would prevent us from doing just that, God. And it takes courage, God, to stand on your word. To trust your word. Against all odds and against what the popular opinion is, God. We pray tonight for that strength and that courage to make your word priority in our lives. You know, as your head is bowed and your eyes are closed, you might be here this evening. Might be your first time, or you might have visited, or you've been here for a while. And maybe there are some things in your life that are still holding you back. There are some bondages or some hang-ups or complexes or addictions that are still holding you back from completely surrendering your life to God. Tonight is your night. God wants to set you free from all those things that would hold you back, that you might experience the love of God in a way that you've never experienced before. You might be here this evening and you've been a church member for a while. But church has become routine and mundane. And it's been a while since you've opened your Bible. And you've been coasting on past successes. And this evening the Holy Spirit is challenging you to get to that place where you hunger and you thirst for the Word of God. The Holy Spirit has challenged you to get to that place where you make God's Word a priority in your life. And God has revealed to you tonight the importance of God's Word in your life. We're going to play a song here in just a little bit. And when the song starts, music starts, the singer starts singing. If this evening God has challenged you, if you need Jesus Christ in your life, if you need to draw closer to Him, if you need more of God's Word in your life, if you've been slacking, and tonight you say, you know what, I'm going to draw in closer. I want more of Jesus. I want to know more of His Word. I want to stand. I need that strength and that courage to stand on God's Word. If that's you tonight, I want to invite you to come from all over this place as we sing this song.